Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie critic, regular size Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, we've got a couple of flicks we're talking about this week. Peterloo, a British historical drama, and a crime thriller western, which I understand is a co-production between America and Australia called Little Woods. Peterloo, first off, this is based on a true event that until you told me we were reviewing this movie the other day, I can't say I had heard of, the Peterloo Massacre.
Yeah, I found out about it a few years ago when I actually went over to the UK and went to Manchester, the site of the Peterloo Massacre. Essentially what happened was in the 20th century, the people of Manchester were very unhappy with several factors. For example, with how they were represented on a national scale. And according to some sources, they were unhappy with the lack of health and safety in some of the factories because the Industrial Revolution was starting to kick off and people were getting injured, and as well as a couple of other factors. So then they took to St. Petersfield in the centre of Manchester to protest, but the upper class, the higher class people of Manchester took affront to this, and they decided to change some of the surrounding area to suit them and to block off St. Petersfield and essentially cause a massacre with the local yeomanry, which is like a medieval militia made of the upper class people of Manchester.
Typical bloody upper class. Okay, so the film, Peterloo, what do we think?
I thought that it had very good production values. It looked very convincing, like a very high production value, like a lot of money went into this movie. I enjoyed the cinematography as well. It looked really nice to watch the movie. I thought the subject matter itself was very interesting, especially since I found out about it a couple of years ago. I've been sort of on and off looking into it, what happened and so on. Mm. And it was very interesting seeing it finally depicted on the screen, and I really, really did want to go watch it. But I did have an issue with the movie itself and how it portrayed the massacre, because the movie itself goes for 2.5 hours, which is the length of, you know, a modern blockbuster.
Pretty lengthy, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty lengthy. And an hour and a half of the movie is dedicated completely to speeches made by many of the characters. So that they're there on the soapbox saying about how the upper classes, we have to stick it to the upper classes and so on. And after a while, I mean, they made about 4 or 5 speeches, each lasting about 10, 15 minutes. I would have understood if they made 1 or 2, but even by the 4th speech, even some of the characters were getting a bit frustrated with all of this speech making and how it was a bit vague, what the motives were. And I had to agree. It sort of fell into the Deadpool thing of, you know, even when you're making fun of it, you're still falling into the, you know, this issue.
It sounds a little bit to me like the current political process, or at least my feelings on the current political process. Stop the speeches. Let's just get out the guillotines already.
Yeah, more or less. I just wanted to see some more character development. And it spent so much time on making these speeches and showing all these speeches, Henry Hunt and so on, that it spent next to no time developing the actual characters that were involved in the unfortunate massacre, the people behind the militia. For, you know, an hour and a half later, they had no development as to their motives or anything like that. And a lot of the characters seem to be just used as mouthpieces for the director's political views or views on the incident.
So a little bit dry, that one.
A little bit dry.
A little bit dry. Okay. Our second film, Little Woods. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Sure thing. So it's about two sisters, played by Tessa Thompson and Lily James, who, due to a set of unfortunate circumstances, are forced to look after their home. And Tessa Thompson's character was adopted, and so as a result, they find themselves, because they're lower class family, they realize that their lives are held in the hands of others, and they're trying to make money to get back their childhood home, and unfortunately, things do not go to plan, so they have to turn to a life of crime, or at least consider it.
Another very modern political film. Okay, what do we think? Is it good? Tell us the good parts.
Sure thing. So I thought that the acting from both Tessa and Lily James was excellent. From a production standpoint, the acting, the cinematography, it was a very nice film to look at as well. And I felt that it also had pretty good content. It had a very interesting, as you mentioned, a political angle to it as well, exploring, it's like a character study of the people of the lower class of America and how, you know, they don't have their lives to themselves, how they have to rely on the banks or rely on parole officers and the other people, and they can't control their own circumstances.
One thing I must say I'm a little confused about, it is very specifically listed as an American-Australian co-production, and yet it's set on the Canadian American border. I didn't quite understand where the Australian came in.
Me neither. I believe that Nia DaCosta, the director, I believe she's Australian, and I think some of the production staff were Australian as well.
Yeah, we'll take credit, sure. Any drawbacks?
Yeah, look, even though it's been getting a lot of good press from the critics, you know, I tried to sort of see things from the audience's perspective, and I had to admit, the audience score on Internet Movie Database and Rotten Tomatoes is surprisingly low. The critics love the movie, the audience does not. And I could see why, because even though the story I found was a pretty interesting case study, it really lacked a lot of tension. And so I felt that in that regard, it sort of failed as a thriller, because thrillers, you know, it has some sort of palpable tension running throughout the movie, but frequently through this movie, there are bits that, you know, the tension just stops and it's just dialogue and people just sort of sitting there talking. It wasn't gripping. It didn't really grip me as a regular audience member. And admittedly, some of the writing was a bit weak, and the chemistry between the two leads sometimes faltered as well. But
Peter Lou Little Woods not getting big rap this week. Not much for the silver screen. Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Regular size Kev there, giving us a bit of a wrap, as I say, on the films of the week. Peterloo, a little bit dry for a British, even for a British historical drama. And Little Woods, the other name of that one there, a crime thriller that perhaps is a little bit short on the thrills.